What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on the BAM user streaming feed, this gorgeous creature sitting behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, who likes to join us on hour number three on Friday with her unique perspective on the world. But before we turn the microphone over to her, we do have one more phone call. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not much, Michael. Hey, I have a question.
Oh, well, thank you for the call.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, Michael. You have once said, or more than once, that there is a law that protects the citizens of the United States from being taxed for war expenses. Is there a law?
No. You're confusing that. I said there's what's called a principle of international law called odious debt. And the principle of odious debt is that the people of a nation are responsible only for certain debts incurred by their government. If the government borrows money for infrastructure like roads and schools and hospitals, the people are legitimately on the hook to repay that. But certain kinds of government borrowing, such as for war, to repression of the people, borrowing money to give to other countries, when that government collapses, that debt is considered not part of the responsibility of the people, and it's called odious debt. Okay.
Hey, all right, thank you. Now, you just mentioned something about Hillary Clinton's email, but I was late turning on your show today. I just got out in from out of town. What did you just say? They made an announcement about something or something?
Yeah, basically she's going to be talking to the FBI tomorrow when we're all distracted with our barbecues and everything. Again, they're going to go through the motions, but I'm not expecting the FBI to actually come up with anything, no matter what she's really done, because the FBI has been the protector of the Clintons going all the way back to the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster, and I don't expect them to change their behavior now. Okay?
Yeah, what a shame. I guess we'll have to file this in the JFK and 9/11 conspiracy files.
Well, you know, too many of these conspiracies do turn out to be true, and interesting, getting some issues from BAM user. All right, well, Alex, thank you very much for the phone call.
Bye.
We're going to let you go. Bye-bye. And Claire, what's your first story?
This is something from last year, but I think it's important to look at, especially with both conventions so close. On a television interview on MSNBC, one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter made the statement that they would shut down the GOP convention if they could. Now, this was last year with Melissa Harry Paris' show, which is no longer on MSNBC. And it's very interesting because we are hearing bits and pieces about problems with security in Cleveland. And I'm having to wonder if this might be part of a larger program, and you addressed it a little bit earlier in your show. What if there is some kind of a plan, if you will, to use chaos at the conventions as a means for Obama to suspend the Constitution and Bill of Rights and initial martial law?
Well, the problem with that is the violence would literally have to be nationwide.
Yeah.
Violence at a convention, and the political conventions are known to bring out the protesters, going all the way back to Chicago, the Democratic Convention back then in the 60s. You know, a riot around a convention center is not justification for declaring a national emergency and suspending the Constitution. But it could certainly be part of a plan of trying again to hijack the nomination process. Now,
right.
I don't think there's going to be an issue around the Democratic convention because Hillary has successfully stolen the primaries. Bernie Sanders, people are going to be protesting that fact. But I'm still convinced that there's going to be a last-ditch Hail Mary pass by the GOP leadership to find some way to get Donald Trump out of there and put in somebody that they know Hillary Clinton can easily beat. and violence and chaos. I mean, all the violence and chaos we know is coming from these rent-a-mob groups. Soros is funding MoveOn. But every time the violence happens, they're all saying, oh, well, it's Donald Trump's fault because he's saying these things about immigration. And if he would just shut up and go along with the globalist agenda, there wouldn't have to be all this violence. Classic blame the victim. So, yeah, I think we're probably going to have a tumultuous GOP convention.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I would also like to hop on to something that I think is very ironic at the end of a week where people are getting ready for a three-day holiday. The U.S. has informed Moscow of new sanctions against Russian entities. And they're imposing sanctions on a number of the country's entities over breaching the Iran, North Korea, and Syria Non-Proliferation Act. And that was a statement made to a U.S., rather by a U.S. State Department spokesperson today. And the measure will remain in effect for 2 years.
Well, I mean, these sanctions have already crippled the economies of Europe, Venezuela, Canada, the fracking industry and everything. So, sure, let's just keep on doing the same thing over and over again and hoping for a different outcome, which is Albert Einstein's definition of insanity.
I know.
All right, we got to take a minute here to welcome our on-air affiliates back to the warm embrace of the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're basically talking with the Lady Claire about current events. And what is your next current event?
Well, I'd like to look at this a little bit more deeply, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Because what the State Department and the U.S. government has done has been to just even more firmly join China and Russia at the hip, both economically and militarily.
Well, I understand from a certain point of view, wanting to treat Russia and China as a unit makes sense because it's the ruble and the yuan that is the threat
to the U.S.
the dollar, hegemonic domination of the dollar.
Right.
Going after just one does not remove the threat of the other. The insane part here is thinking that the U.S., even with their NATO allies, can actually win a conventional war against Russia and China, given the currently demonstrated superiority of the Russian and Chinese weapons.
Yep.
And that means opening the door to an actual nuclear exchange, and nobody's going to win that except the bankers.
No, absolutely not. And speaking of banks, Italy has been granted extraordinary 150 billion euros bank bailout program to prevent panic and runs on deposits. Now, there were rumors on Monday, and Merkel shot them down the next day, and it got louder and louder. And
and then it happened.
And then it happened. Yeah. And, you know, very quietly. And apparently this is an extraordinary crisis rule for state aid that was invoked. And Italy's banks are not doing well. But the problem
is, none of Europe's banks are doing well.
Yeah, the financial contagion, Mike, isn't going to stop with Italy.
No, it isn't. Yeah. It really isn't. You know, even the IMF came on out and finally admitted debt-based monetary systems are unstable. They basically came on out and validated the 11th marble. They're going to these measures to just to sort of tick things along and keep it from collapsing completely. But it's a fool's game. It's going to collapse anyway. We've got way too many people who are at the tops of these banks and tops of these governments whose thinking entirely is, I just need to hold it together until I'm out of office, and then if it blows up after that, it's somebody else's problem. And that's very short-sighted thinking, and it's not really dealing with the problem, which is, as the IMF is now admitting, private central banks that issue all the public currency as a loan at interest are inherently unstable.
And the IMF, speaking of which, has characterized Deutsche Bank as the riskiest financial institution in the world. And that's saying something. And it was one of the banks that did not make it through the Federal Reserve stress test, an exercise measuring how 33 banks would fare in the event of another financial crisis.
No, it didn't. And of course, Deutsche, I think they've lost something like 3% of their stock value this week alone.
Well, what it did, what this report did, was to send the bank's stock Thursday to its lowest price in more than 30 years as the shares were already reeling from the Brexit. So this is, you know, this is going to continue. And, of course, we have a bank holiday on Monday here in the U.S. But I think I'm going to want to pay very close attention to what the European banks are doing on Monday.
Absolutely. We definitely want to do that.
Yeah.
But again, all of these banks are now linked with each other in this era of globalism, plus the derivatives exposure. Mm-hmm. And the good news is the entire system could come down at once and open up literally a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to restart the national economies on mm-hmm. the basis of government issues the currency, and it does not accrue interest to anybody. Because we know from American history that system works.
Yeah.
One of the major reasons we fought the revolution was to break free of the predatory practices of the Bank of England.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is not taught in our schools anymore, and it hasn't been taught in our public schools for 100 years because of concern that the smart kids are going to stand up and say, hey, that Federal Reserve is exactly the same system that we fought the war to break free of in the first place.
Right, right.
Well, that kid's got ADHD. Give him some pills.
Yes.
Zone him out so he doesn't think these ungood thoughts.
Yes. I'd sort of like to go over now to the TSA, the Tourism Suppression Agency.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they beat a disabled woman bloody after she became confused and afraid at a checkpoint. And while she was undergoing, she was coming back from treatment for a brain tumor, for God's sake. And Hannah Cohen set off the metal detector at a security checkpoint at the Memphis airport, and she was led away for additional screening, and she didn't know what was happening. The lady's paralyzed, she's blind in one eye, and she's got hearing difficulties. And her mother, Shirley, tried to tell the agents that her 19-year-old is partially deaf, blind in one eye, paralyzed, and easily confused. But the police kept her away, and when the kid tried to run away, agents violently took her to the ground, bleeding everywhere.
Well, there's a couple of things you need to know about the TSA.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, as we learned on our recent trip to Kauai, there's some very sick people in there.
There are some very interesting
that like
of
to
God's
steal
children's
panties.
Yes.
And let's face it, it's not like people actually get up and say, I want to have a job going through people's dirty laundry.
Mm-hmm.
The people working for the TSA are the ones who fail to get jobs over at the hamburger joints.
Yep.
Okay, and they are, by and large, morons who do not see what's before them and understand what it is, whether it's a computer or a camera or what have you. And I'll give you a good example. This goes back to when I was working as a visual effects supervisor on the Lost TV series, and on no less than three separate occasions, we got seriously whacked by TSA. Now, here on Oahu, we do not have a film lab that can handle motion picture film. Good reason to shoot digital, as I tried to suggest, and they wouldn't listen to me about that one. So you can't get a one-light work print for dailies. So the exposed negative from the camera gets flown to California. They develop it, do a one-light work print, throw it onto DVDs, and send it back to us. So our dailies actually come in 2 days later. Which is a terrible inconvenience. On three separate occasions, despite labels all over the can saying exposed film, do not open, the TSA opened exposed rolls of film and destroyed days of shooting work.
Yes.
Three separate times. And we kept going over there and saying, this is what we're doing. And had all the labels for the production company and all the rest of it, and there was no reason. And somebody just said, gosh, I wonder what's in this round can with all the tape and the do not expose to lights. I'll bet it's Osama bin Laden's record collection. and of course, my personal experience up in Seattle, a TSA guy dropped a very expensive high-end laptop and destroyed it.
Yeah.
I didn't get an apology, let alone a replacement laptop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if anybody in government is wondering why the TSA is so loathed, this is a reason. They're not putting on a good face of being any kind of a benefit to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly they have been a curse on our tourism here in Hawaii.
And one of the things that's evolved from this event is that the mother is going to sue TSA in the daughter's behalf.
Good.
And, you know, if there is any government agency other than the IRS that probably needs to be sued out of existence, it is the TSA. I hope the compensation is intense if the jury finds for the plaintiffs. And again, TSA, I would like to see you sued out of existence in a peaceful, quiet way.
Well, they'll probably send over a boxcar of purple rubber gloves or something. You know, say, here's our settlement. Have that. You know.
Right.
Here's a box of all the stuff we stole from passengers.
Oh, yes, and it appears up on eBay, right?
There's some panties in here and a couple of Swiss Army knives.
Yes.
You know. It really is absurd. And a reminder here, in all of its years of abusing the American people and ruining our tourist industry, TSA has never actually caught a real terrorist. And every time the Department of Homeland Security runs a testing exercise, 90% of the pretend bombs and guns get through the security screening onto the airplane.
Yeah.
Because the TSA is too busy stealing panties to sniff at when they're whacking off late at night.
Very strange. Something else that was in the news dump today that I found extremely interesting.
Yes.
The U.S. and Iceland have signed a joint defense agreement. The U.S. Department of Defense and Ministry of Foreign Affairs has signed an agreement regarding the continued American presence in Iceland.
Yes.
And it was also said that the agreement was ratified under the concept that the U.S. would defend Iceland from aggression.
Well, basically, if you look at a globe,
yes,
where Iceland sits, it's in a very commanding position for those North Atlantic sea lanes of communication.
Oh, yeah.
And going back to Tom Clancy, he wrote a book called Red Storm Rising about a new world war between the West and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Although in his book, Russia did start the war, as we know in our case, the U.S. is starting the war. But he talks about the importance of Iceland and why it is a key strategic item, just like Leon Siu yesterday was talking about Hawaii's strategic location here, commanding the Eastern Pacific. And so this is not a trivial exercise. From the U.S. point of view, having control of Iceland, being able to use it as a base to project power from, is basically to guarantee control over the North Atlantic.
And, you know, it's again another symptom of an upcoming war with Russia.
Yes.
I mean, there are no two ways to slice it. This is what I'm seeing. Now, Mike, if there were some fighters that were pre-positioned, how long would it take them to get to the more European part of Russia?
With aerial refueling, well, it depends on what part of Europe, but you're talking about six, 8, maybe 10 hours.
Okay.
But you're not going to have fighters on Iceland to attack Europe with. The fighters on Iceland are going to be to protect Iceland from air attack.
Okay.
But you can station bombers there. There are five usable airfields there if your aircraft are rough field capable. Old Keflavik is still there.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it would be mostly long-range bombers, Spirits, Lancers, and that ilk.
Right. I just thought the timing was a little too cute.
Well, it's inevitable at this point, given this continued push, you know, for a new world war.
Yeah. Apparently, going over to that wonderful dark side company, Monsanto. Monsanto is going to be sued over claims that their weed killer Roundup gave 30 people cancer. And according to Yolanda Mendoza, who had been a user of Monsanto's Roundup weed killer, nearly killed her. And what she wound up with was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Which is serious.
Which is very serious. During her five-month battle with the disease, her children were only allowed to visit once a week because she was in such a terrible state. And there were moments when she thought she wasn't going to make it through, but she said her kids helped her keep going. And she said in an interview, the most difficult part was not being able to be there for them. Now, she's had intense chemo. Her cancer is in remission. But she is now fighting a battle against the product that she said made her sick. And it's the popular weed killer Roundup. And she used it in a backpack sprayer once a week on her one-acre property. And she'd strap it on and walk around spraying. And I am hoping that this lawsuit is done well and that she and the rest of the plaintiffs do get a lot of money from Monsanto, because the evilness in this company is monstrous.
And again, I want to refer you back to that movie that's running on HBO right now called The Insider, Russell Crowe, Al Pacino, because the tactics used by Big Tobacco to protect their carcinogenic, addictive product are exactly the same tactics we see from Monsanto protecting glyphosate and GMO, or the vaccine makers protecting their product. It's business as usual for the American corporate mindset. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back in just 3 minutes. with the lovely Lady Claire.
Would you?
Humidity, odors, and air pollutants are building in your basement and crawl space, turning your home into an uncomfortable, unhealthy environment. Stop fighting this yearly battle. Get a Wave moisture control unit like Kathy did.
The smell is gone and the basement is now clean and livable. We created a very nice room in the basement and we love being able to spend time there.
Listen to what Paul had to say.
I have COPD and restricted airway disease. Since I put this ventilation unit in, it's made an incredible difference in my breathing and the air quality in only 3 weeks. It has amazed me. My son has asthma and lives in our finished basement. He has stopped coughing already.
Unlike dehumidifiers, Wave units are energy efficient, have no buckets of water, and will expel harmful gases and pollutants. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-618-WAVE. That's 888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to the lovely Lady Claire, we have a phone call from Kathy in Massachusetts. Aloha, Kathy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I apologize for if I don't have the best reception. I had accidentally washed my phone in the washer. I saved it with rice, and I'm using the headset. I'm not kidding you. It's amazing.
I can hear you just fine.
This is my question. I was speaking with someone today, and they told me that, you know, I'm in Boston, so I've got all these Ivy League people around me. They said if it wasn't for Monsanto, the third world would have already basically died off. It was only Monsanto and their pesticides that allowed the third world people to have life, you know, life. And I said, you know, I called BS on it in my down home Texas kind of, you know, I spent a lot of years in Texas and Louisiana. But what is this, is there any source documentation that I can, you know, give next week to, you know, to win this argument?
Well, what you ought to be searching for on Google is the fact that the actual yields from these GMO crops have turned out to be lower than the natural varieties. The GMO plants are less resistant to environmental stress, which is what led to that BT cotton disaster in India that resulted in all those suicides. And they're now discovering that this so-called golden rice that was supposed to be the salvation of the third world is turning out to be seriously nutritionally deficient as well. And I think Monsanto is out there remembering what happened to DDT, which was another big product they put out there saying it's saving the third world and everything, and it only took it 3 years to almost destroy the food chain completely before it was finally banned. So there's information out there. You're just going to have to do a little bit of Google search and dig it out for yourself.
Okay, so just research the golden rice, and that would be a good place to start. Thank you kindly, and you guys have a great weekend.
You
Same
too.
To you. Happy Independence Day, and we're going to go back to the lovely Lady Claire now.
Well, apparently, and, you know, just when you think that the U.S. government cannot get more enabling of Israel, the U.S. government surprises me yet again. And the U.S. is the only country to oppose U.N. holding Israel accountable for war crimes, and this comes to us out of Mondovice. It was the only country in the world to oppose a resolution calling for Israel to be held accountable for war crimes at the 29th regular session of the UN Human Rights Commission, UNHRC, which went from 15 June and it will terminate this Sunday. And how this can be done by a government that talks about peace, freedom, human rights. The U.S. voted against ensuring accountability and justice for all violation of international laws in the occupied territories. 41 nations voted for the measure, including Germany, France, Japan, Brazil, China, and more. And five nations abstained, which included India, which is buying a lot of weaponry from Israel these days. And it's an interesting thing to me. Apparently, with the U.S. military bombing innocent civilians all over the world and the common acceptance of Israeli money through AIPAC, members of the U.S. government have no problem seeing Palestinians as irrelevant or collateral damage for the Israeli government, deserving of no human rights whatsoever. You know,
we've got way too many people in this country, in this government, rather, for whom Israel is their top priority, and Hillary is only going to be worse about it.
Yep.
And yes, Donald Trump is trying to walk a fine line between Israel and Palestine, but Hillary has made no secret of the fact that as far as she's concerned, Israel should just kill all the Palestinians and grab all that land, and she's owned by Israel, and she has been for many, many decades.
Yeah, Israel and Wall Street.
Okay, what else do we have?
Apparently, DHS and the First Responders Group have created a way to transmit encrypted live video and data using broadcast television. It's called data casting. The FRG is part of the DHS. And when broadcast television transitioned from analog to digital broadcast transmissions, it created the opportunity to allocate the television spectrum in new ways. And data casting takes advantage of a portion of the public broadcasting stations' bandwidth normally used for public TV.
Okay, well, this actually makes sense. It's kind of analogous to when AM radio transitioned to FM, and the FM bandwidth allowed for what were called subcarriers. That's what all the pager systems were using and everything. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce. Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're looking at this story about how the government is now setting up communication channels buried inside digital broadcast TV. And basically what the article is talking about is in the event of some kind of a crisis, a riot, a revolution, all of the communication systems we are dependent on will be shut off, which would be an inconvenience to the police and the authorities unless they have already set up other communication systems we do not have access to. And I think one reason that they're setting up this whole new system on the digital broadcast channels, and by the way, the very, very first police radios were at the low end of the AM broadcast band. I remember as a kid, you could hear the Concord Police by turning the AM radio all the way down to the bottom. So they're always grabbing on to public man space. But I think the other reason they want these new communication systems is because of how many of these scanners are out there in the hands of people, including trunking scanners, which can listen to the new encrypted police communication systems. So basically, just like the government set up its own private internet that's not connected to the regular internet, they're setting up a whole new private communications infrastructure so that they can continue to communicate while they pull the plug on all of your tablets and smartphones and the rest of it.
Absolutely. Thank you for clarifying that. And it's happened before with BART, the Barrier Rapid Transit Authority, shut down all cell phones to prevent a demonstration. And this is back in 2011.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Apple has a patent now for a system in which it will be possible to send a signal to the iPhone to disable its cameras. Mm-hmm. And it's being sold as protection of intellectual property or property rights, so that when you go to a concert and you want to take a picture of your band to show to your friends, you won't be able to. You know, if you want a picture, you will buy one. And I think that's going to backfire, because when you go to a concert to see your favorite band, you're waiting in line outside for a long time. You've paid a huge amount of money for the tickets. You want to be able to take a picture that proves to your friends you were really there. And I think if they start blocking the ability of audience members to just take a snapshot or even a selfie with their favorite band in the background, that a lot of people are just going to say it's not worth going to those concerts anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. The next thing I'd like to look at, the CIA press conference looks like a Saturday Night Live skit as official refuses to answer questions on stolen arms. And I mean, this is
a press conference. Oh, I don't have time for questions.
Right. you know, and here is the president who promised us the most transparent administration in history.
What he meant is our lives will be totally transparent to the government.
Yes.
He didn't say it was the government.
There's where I'm at. That's my
where
problem.
Made the mistake. We're
okay.
All transparent. They look at us naked at the airport scanners.
Yep.
You know, we're the ones that have to be transparent so that the government doesn't feel too threatened and scared of us.
And the CIA has been operating a covert weapons program in Syria, buying Kalashnikov assault rifles, mortars, and rocket-propelled grenades in Eastern Europe for delivery to the moderate Syrian rebels.
And then somehow the weapons always get from the moderates to the ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
And the U.S. excuse is, they were stolen. Really, honest, they were stolen. Somebody left the key in the ignition.
Yep.
And that truck full of all these weapons left the moderate rebels that we love and support, and you should as well, and they went over to the bad guys at ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
And I think there was somebody put up a video of CIA Director Brenner literally running away from a camera that was asking about, you know, were these weapons really stolen, or are you still supporting ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the rest of it?
This CIA spokesperson just refused to answer reporters' questions. And the question I have is, why are these people even bothering to attend a press conference when they know that they're going to be lied to and stonewalled?
There was even a comment made by a State Department spokesdrone saying that, yes, it's acceptable for us to lie to the corporate media for the sake of diplomacy. I mean, this government is admitting they're lying to everybody about everything. We should just stop listening. You know, the corporate media ought to stop showing up at those press conferences, you know, but they show up because they want to get a ride on Air Force One and get a coffee mug to prove that they did it.
Then I'd like to go over to the drone program.
Okay.
And Obama did announce the numbers of people allegedly killed by U.S. drones, but there is a catch. And yes, he did this today, but they're only announcing the numbers of civilians killed by illegal U.S. drone strikes, but only in countries where the world's biggest military hasn't officially declared war. Several news outlets reported, citing leaks from U.S. officials, that the number is expected to be listed at 100. Well, I saw the press release today. It's 116. It's only a fraction of those estimated by investigative journalists and human rights groups who track violations of international law.
Well, I mean, look at how they're rigging the unemployment numbers. Do you really think they're going to be coming clean on how many innocent people are being blown to bloody shreds by your tax dollars?
No,
I don't
not at
think
all.
So.
And what this reminds me of, and this is a terribly harsh analogy, but it feels very real to me. This is somewhat akin to touching up an X-ray picture when someone has cancer and making it appear cosmetically as not that big of a deal. But Mike, in my world, all extrajudicial assassinations, which is what these are a big deal and have absolutely no place in American jurisprudence. Period. End of discussion. And the only thing that these murders are going to do is create more willingness in more people where we're bombing to commit jihad against Americans or American interests. And Mike, I have to wonder, do you think that was the plan kind of all along? Perpetual drone bombings is going to create a perpetual drone war.
Well, I think the perpetual drone bombings was there to basically increase the degree of chaos, the degree of terror. I think Obama is using the drone strikes the way Hitler used the V-1 buzz bomb and the V-2 ballistic missile to terrorize populations into pressuring their government to capitulate to U.S. demands. But the reality is, the U.S. is murdering innocent people in nations we are not at war with. This is a war crime.
Yeah.
And I don't believe this 106 number one tiny, tiny bit.
No. I would say a conservative but closer number would be in the thousands or maybe even tens of thousands.
I would go with that last one. I would go with that last one.
And what concerns me is it appears to me that this totally out of control government has lost its ability to rationally and reasonably negotiate in good faith and create win-win environments. You know, when a kid's got a hammer, everything becomes a nail, which has to be hammered.
Our system doesn't want win-win solutions anymore. They want, we win, you lose. We get your wealth to keep our private central bankers happy. You lose your wealth, so your private central bankers will go to bed, well, not hungry, but crying. And there is no good faith because the U.S. has gone back on its promises and treaties so many times, nobody trusts anything that they say anymore. We've all seen the polls about how the American people no longer trust the U.S. government. Do you think it's any different in terms of international relations? Foreign governments know they cannot trust anything the U.S. government says. They're routinely violating treaties, going back on their word.
And it's very frustrating out there.
It really is. What's next on your list?
Next on my list, Charles Koch's plot to hijack U.S. universities and spread his radical free market propaganda. And apparently,
the free market.
Oh, free market when it's done in a moral way is not a bad thing. Not done in a moral way, in a way that really hurts people, that's a bad thing. And apparently, what this guy is doing is spending millions to build his own ideological institutions. And he's funded colleges and universities and bent them in his direction, often funding free market academic centers. Mostly through his personal foundation, he gave $108 million to 366 colleges and universities from 2005 to 2014 and more since then.
Well, it sounds to me like this may be the beginning of the pushback to the so-called free trade agreements.
Yeah.
And as Bill still says, if you've got free trade, you don't need an agreement. And we have discovered with Trans-Pacific Partnership, TTIP, the EU itself, free trade is actually a cover for very, very restricted trade.
Yes.
Obviously, the opposite of that is a free market where prices find their own natural level through supply and demand, and there's none of this tinkering and stuff going on. So given a choice between imposed free trade agreements that favor corporations and a free market, which in a way returns power to the people because we get to buy the products that we choose to buy rather than being told we must have them, I think free market is the beginning of the pushback to the free trade oligarchs.
Yeah. And I think that that's going to be, as you said, I think there's going to be a huge, huge pushback against that.
Well, the Brexit was the beginning of it. The Brexit was the beginning. What's next, my dear?
Next, we have some feedback on the Benghazi victims relative to Clinton's plea to move on. Now, she may have gotten through the House Republican Benghazi investigation, but her desire to put the issue to bed came across to some as remarkably tone-deaf. And Secretary of State Clinton said, I'll leave it to others to characterize the report, but I think it's pretty clear it's time to move on. She said this week in Denver.
The report only came out 4 days ago, by
the
way.
Yeah. And these remarks.
Oh, that's so yesterday.
Yeah, right. So 20 minutes ago. These remarks earned the ire of Dorothy Woods, widow of former Navy SEAL Tyrone Woods, who was one of the four Americans who got killed. And what she said, and this is very authentic, and I understand this, nobody in government can tell me how I should feel. She has no right, nor does anyone in government have the right, to tell me it's time to move on. They're not in my shoes. For Woods and many Republicans, the report did not change her view of what happened or who was to blame. And she said, I place the blame on this sentiment, on this attitude in the upper level of government that says, hey, you know what? I'm just going to lie about this, gloss it over, because I want to protect what I look like and I'm thinking about my next job.
Well, there was that interesting comment that we got from a caller earlier in the show where we have Israel and Germany are still out there desperate to find more Nazis to put on show trials. And they're picking up these 90-year-old accountants and bookkeepers and radio operators and saying, you were part of the horror. Never forgive, never forget.
Yep.
And Hillary's perfectly on board with that. You know, this guy fed the guard dogs at Auschwitz. You know, string him up. But for Hillary Clinton, all the things she's done, even if it only came out a few days ago, that's yesterday.
Yeah.
And no, we're not going to move on. We're not going to move on. We're dealing with a government that has become entirely corrupt and criminal.
Yes.
And we dare not ignore it any longer.
No, we ignore it at our peril.
Yes, that
and
too.
We can't move on because there could have been something done to have spared the lives of our ambassador and those other people there, and it wasn't.
Well, it's even more fundamental than that.
Yeah.
If we ignore this behavior and move on, we're moving on to more of that same behavior.
Yeah. Yeah, it gives the government the get-out-of-jail-free card, if you will, to do this behavior, this kind of behavior, over and over again. And I would like to be a fly on the wall tomorrow, Mike, when the FBI is interviewing Hillary Clinton. Wonder what that's going to be like. But do you expect that it's just going to be more of the same?
Is your chair comfortable, Madam Secretary? Want some more coffee? Have a croissant. Okay?
So that's going to be the whole enchilada?
That's probably going to be it. Like I said, the FBI has been the Clintons' protectors since the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster. Yep. I would love to be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. Because if I am correct, and Hillary was selling secrets to foreign governments through that weak email server and collecting and laundering payments through her charitable foundation, that's a scandal that could bring the entire government crashing down. Mm-hmm. And that means everybody inside the government, including Hillary's worst enemies, are going to be working to protect her, to protect their own paychecks and their lofty positions.
Yeah, and it's the big lie that cannot be exposed.
That's right.
In essence, yeah. And we get exposure to the little lies every so often, but the big, hairy, fat ones, that's the ones that everyone tries to keep covered up.
What happened to John F. Kennedy? What happened to Robert F. Kennedy? What really happened to Teddy Kennedy?
Yep.
9/11?
Yep.
So forth and so on.
Yeah, the big lies.
The big lies.
Yeah.
What have you got next for us, my dear?
Well, it's also about Hillary Clinton.
Oh, good. Let's bash her some more.
Yeah, well, this is factual, dear. When it's factual.
So much the better.
It's not a bash.
So much the better.
Apparently.
Let me get my Hillary Clinton temple over here with the nutcracker. And the Hillary Clinton toilet paper.
Okay.
Wait till you see what we're coming up with next.
Oh, dear. I'm almost terrified to
you
ask.
You already know.
Oh, yes. Never mind. Apparently, Clinton sought secret info on the EU bailout plans as her son-in-law's doomed hedge fund gambled on Greece. The hedge fund manager, Mark Mesvinsky, has friends in high places. And when he bet on a Greek economic recovery, but even the keen interest of his mother-in-law, the then Secretary of State Clinton, wasn't enough. to spare him and his investors from financial tragedy.
He basically cratered, but because he's married to Chelsea Clinton, everybody just kind of said, oh, well, we'll find some way to dump the losses on the taxpayer.
Bulletproof.
Because we always do that.
Yes. And in 2012, Mezvinsky, the husband of Chelsea Clinton, created a $325 million basket of offshore funds under the Eagle Vale Partners banner through a special arrangement with investment bank Goldman Sachs. The funds have lost tens of millions of dollars, predicting that bailouts of the Greek banking system would pump the value of the economy's distressed bonds.
And you know what's really amazing?
Yeah.
Okay, to prove that we're actually smarter than people like Mark, we knew that the bailout money going into Greece was going to do a 180 and go right back out of Greece into the pockets of the European Central Bank and the IMF. And the fact that he didn't know that was what was going on tells you that these are not very bright people.
No.
They're just people with advantages, people with political connections, and actually they're capable of some incredible stupidity.
Yeah. Apparently, one fund exclusively dedicated to Greek debt suffered a near total loss. And Clinton stepped down as Secretary of State in 2013 so she could run for president. But newly released emails from 2012 show that she and Clinton Foundation consultant Sidney Blumenthal, where have I heard that name before, shared classified information about how the German leadership viewed the prospects for a Greek bailout. Clinton also shared protected State Department information about Greek bonds with her husband at the same time.
That's a Title 18 violation right there.
We've got
to take a break for a commercial.
Yep.
We'll be back with the last segment.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on a smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Line scale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove line scale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show on this Pauhana Friday here, our last segment. And again, a quick reminder, Monday's show will be a repeat, and we're going to be allowing our overworked and grossly underpaid technical staff and our talk show hosts to have the day off. So there'll be a repeat broadcast. Yeah. And Claire and I would like to wish you all have a relaxing, happy weekend. And again, as I said earlier in the show, please take a moment to remember just why we celebrate this day and what it meant and what the intention of the founding fathers who signed that Declaration of Independence really was.
And knowing what the dangers were ahead of them after having signed it.
And a lot of them did not do very well out of that revolution.
No.
Just like the truth seekers of today. They destroyed their own lives. But it was the sacrifice they felt was necessary for the greater good of the nation as a whole. So read that declaration. Read the article on how the declaration is actually relevant today. It's not just some fuzzy thing in history, like all the statists are trying to convince you that it is. And remember that there's a reason we called it Independence Day and not Freedom Day or Birthday or We Kicked the British Butt Out of Our Homes Day. It's because the day we became independent and able to make our own choices, what we buy, who we bought it from, who we sold to, and so forth and so on. So, Claire, have you got anything to add to that?
I just hope that everyone kind of reaches out to family and friends and talks about this as something being important. Don't overwhelm them with information, but little bits here and there so that they start doing their own reality checks about what is going on now and how far we have fallen from the Democratic Republic, which was founded or began to be founded by that Declaration of Independence, and where we are right now and what we have to do in the most peaceful, logical way to get our country back.
Okay, and one final note here. Always safety first. If you are living in an area where you're still actually allowed to have fireworks, I know those are fewer and fewer.
Yep.
They're banning them in all the western states where they've got that brush fire danger. But if you are in an area where fireworks are allowed, handle them safely.
Mm-hmm.
Do not do anything dumb or reckless with them. Have fire extinguisher or a pail of water nearby.
Yeah.
Because the goal of this holiday is to have fun and not provide more fodder for those who would like to ban fireworks entirely from the American people, right alongside guns. They don't want to trust us with anything that can go bang.
All righty. Absolutely not.
All right, so we're into the holiday weekend here, and again, happy Independence Day. And join us back here next Tuesday, live on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And again, need to be very concerned and watchful about a possible false flag on the 4th, although I am betting the next one is actually going to be at those Olympics, which are coming up. They've been used as a target of false flag attacks before.
Yes.
And we all know how desperate our government is to scare us back into obedience with some kind of new boogeyman out there, which is why they're pushing terror, 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 terror. All right, there's the music. Time for Claire and I to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back Tuesday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, have a good weekend. Share what you know with everybody that you know. Thanks to everybody who's been supporting WhatReallyHappened.com and Aloha America.
or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.